If you make that little oof noise every time you stand up, yeah, that's your knees talking. Go see Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief covered by Medicare, 708-888-0000, as in zero pain. Terry, have you been watching the Cubs lately?
I was really interested when they won like 10 in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. How does that happen? I mean, it's harder to explain the Cubs' ups and downs than the stock market, for sure.
Right. But you did send me something about consumer confidence, and I don't care what anybody can. I'm telling you what, it's in the toilet.
Well, we had the latest report today. We had the University of Michigan report 2 weeks ago, and today the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index dipping just a bit in May. Look, we also had on the same day the S&P 500 stock index jumping to a new record close. So as we briefly said, you know, I just wrote a column, which will come out next week, called which I titled Special K. And that K-shaped economy with the wealthier consumers doing well because the stock market's going up, home prices are holding up. They don't care so much about the rising gas prices. The bottom fork of the K, people worried about sliding down into poverty as they have to make tough choices between, food and gas and commuting to work and so forth. But The big defining difference is we've forgotten all about that vertical post of the K under which those consumer segments are hanging, that big straight up and down. And that is the new humongous $1 trillion spending on artificial intelligence and computing power that is driving profits and driving the stock market. So, yes, people are worried. It's not all kinds of worries out there, both political and economic and financial and global affairs. But somehow this economy is spending so much money. There's new tax laws that allow businesses to immediately expense their spending. And this is a force that you can't see it. It's like when they give warnings about the current in the ocean or in a river or something. You don't see it, but that current is a very positive force pushing stocks to higher prices as profits grow from all this productivity from AI.
I feel like the poor are getting poorer and the rich are getting richer, like in a way that we've not seen before. And even the Pope came out against AI over the weekend.
Yeah, it's very hard to, only the president can argue against the Pope, I guess. There is no, you know, I'd like to have been a fly in the wall when railroads edged out the stagecoaches and those noisy smoking engines, remember what they used to look like, they were steam engines and coal-fired engines, cut through the West. There were all kinds of fears about how that would destroy our country, and instead it created a tremendous profits and prosperity. And the same thing, I mean, remember when we said that our kids would get dumber because they had computers in their hands, when in fact it's allowed them to become more knowledgeable about so many different things. So people have always been scared of progress, and people have always been concerned that progress will be a negative thing. But so far, it's been so good for America for all these 250 years, whether we just displaced horse and buggies with automobiles or whether we displaced the Pony Express with the railroad. So I'm hopeful.
Yeah, but none of those made us turn on our faucet and there wasn't water in it, or our electricity bills double or triple. They said the most bipartisan issue right now in America, bipartisan on every level, is our hate of artificial intelligence and what these big data centers are doing. Maine just tried to outlaw them completely. And of course, the governor couldn't do that because she didn't want to stand in the way of progress either. But they really do need to be looked at, and there needs to be some guardrails before big tech just goes buck wild.
You know, did you hear Jeff Bezos' fabulous interview? I think, in fact, they're replaying it on CNN tonight. I stopped. I was getting ready to go somewhere, and I just stopped and watched the whole thing about a week ago in the morning, and talking about, well, there will be data centers on the moon. Boy, we live in interesting times.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I had girlfriends out at the farm over the weekend, lifelong friends, and one is approaching 65, and I know for you, It's just so tired to continue to try and educate people about Social Security. But when people are in their early 60s, they're thinking about it. They don't know anything, nothing about it.
Oh, so I think I might have to write another book. That's all. It's 65.
I think you do.
65 is no longer a significant number for Social Security. It is for Medicare if you don't have health insurance through your job. That's when you can sign up for Medicare. But 67 is about to be, I mean, we're very close to it, about to be the new full retirement age at which you get your full benefits, depending on when you were born. So 67 is when you're going to start collecting Social Security. 65 is for Medicare. So you could be on Medicare for 2 years before you ever collect Social Security. And instead of subtracting your monthly Medicare Part B premiums and Part D from your Social Security check, you'll have to pay those bills separately.
Mm. Here comes a question for you, Terry. My wife just turned 65, claimed Social Security at 62. She is Part A and B. What is the prescription part she needs? She is still on my insurance from work. I'm 62 and have a municipal job. BCBS is my insurance. She currently has major medical problems, and if I take her off my insurance, I can
Stop. Okay. You're right, Lisa. I'm serious. I think I might have to write another book. I mean, because that is so mixed up, I don't even want you to continue. Number one, if you are fully covered on your spouse's insurance, do not sign up for Medicare, period. As long as you have complete coverage on your spouse's insurance that is comparable, do not even bother with Medicare. So first of all, this woman made a serious mistake. She should not have signed up at 62 for Social Security if they could have possibly afforded it. And since he's working, it sounds like they could have afforded for her to delay. Her benefits will be permanently reduced. So that's a big mistake to sign up at 62. Yet a huge, I think 20% of people do that. I understand if you don't have a job, you don't have any other savings to spend, but the big deal is to wait till at least full retirement age. Second of all, if you're covered by your spouse's insurance, don't sign up for Medicare. You don't have to sign up for Medicare at 65, but that's the first time you can sign up. But you don't have to sign up if you have other comparable insurance through your work or your spouse's.
Another person said Social Security seems to be very secretive about how they calculate your benefit. Do I need an attorney?
No, here's what you need. You need to go to this website. They are secretive. It's a formula. But here's how you can find out if they're giving you the correct benefit based on your earnings record. Go to MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com. MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com. That's a website Larry Kotlikoff created to help people, number one, find out what their correct benefit is. Number two, find out the impact of different claiming strategies, for instance, by waiting, how much more you'd get, or if you have a spouse that's working, there are some trade-offs. So that's how you'll find out. It costs $49, but I'm betting that it will save you from making a lifetime expensive mistake every month that you would have done the wrong thing. So,
and that husband got back to me. That woman had no job, and he wanted to know, can she stop Medicare? You can't stop it once you started it, right?
Medicare or Social Security?
He's saying Medicare.
Well, but there's no reason for her to have signed up for Medicare. And as long as she has other comparable coverage, she can. But if you do sign up for Medicare, then you need a supplement. And she has to sign up for us. This is really important. She already has health problems. If she's already on Medicare, she has 6 months to sign up for Plan G, the most comprehensive supplement. They don't look at your medical condition. If you sign up within the first 6 months, you're eligible. And you're eligible now. She's eligible and she signed up for it. She should immediately get a supplement. You know, JT Medicare Solutions is our noon guest all the time with John Williams, Tom Dillon, and he will help her find a supplement. So you got misinformation is not only dangerous,
Write the book.
You know, maybe that's what I'm doing this summer. Okay.
You will find her at terrysavage.com. She knows all. Check it out. She'll keep you informed through her website until she writes the book. Have a good day, Terry.
Thanks, Lisa.